Howdy, history writers. This is Doc Boyle, Edward Wrangler, and Trail Boss of Old West, DailyReader.com. Take a few minutes, let's ride the memory trail through Old West Daily Reader into the past. This is program 47 for 2019. What was happening during the calendar week, November 16th through November 22nd, in the Great American Old West? November 16th, 1907. Combining the Oklahoma Territory, created 1890, and part of the Indian Territories, created 1834, for use of the Native Americans, Oklahoma was admitted to the Union as the 46th state. The Sooner State, the state's name, Oklahoma, is derived from the Choctaw Indian words Okla, meaning people, and Humma, meaning red. November 17, 1896, mystery airship, Sacramento, California. A dark and rainy night, when suddenly a bright light appeared through the clouds. Moving slowly, it appeared to be about 1,000 feet above the rooftops of the city. Above the light, or lights, some saw three, was a dark, oblong shape. Seen by hundreds of citizens, the, quote, mysterious light, unquote, wandering apparition, or airship, crossed slowly above the city and vanished. Over the next few weeks or months, it appeared again over Sacramento, San Francisco, then Hastings, Nebraska, Invale, Nebraska, Omaha, Nebraska, and Chicago, Illinois, and numerous others. It was never described as an alien spacecraft or a UFO, and the term didn't exist yet. The name airship stuck. Most witnesses thought it was an airship, a very new concept in the times, although there had been numerous sightings in previous years. The sightings continued, and hoaxes added to the confusion, but incidents were mostly forgotten until 1947. November 18, 1944, George Taplin Tap Duncan, age 75, cut down in the streets of Kingman, Arizona by a 41 Ford. Cowboy, member of the Wild Bunch, cattleman, shooting legend. Some claimed it was Tap, who was with George Kilpatrick and Kid Curry when they robbed the eastbound DNRGW train number 5 at Parachute, Colorado. November 19, 1894. Doolin Gang leader Bill Doolin, recognized, and five others, unidentified, attempt to rob the J.R. Pierce store in Texarkana, Oklahoma Territory. They were sent packing with less than $20 in merchandise. November 20th, 1903. Tom Horn, a.k.a. James Hicks, age 42, hanged in Cheyenne, Wyoming, for the murder of Willie Nickel, age 14. Tom led a colorful life, stage driver, Army scout, hired gun in the Pleasant Valley War in Arizona, Pinkerton agent, range detective for the Wyoming Cattle Growers Association, and hired killer for several different ranchers, buried in Boulder, Colorado. His horse was Pacer. The whole thing was very controversial, the trial, the evidence, and the verdict. November 21st, 1913. Rafael Red Lopez shot and killed fellow miner Juan Valdez in Bingham, Utah. The issue may have been a woman, or as some said, Lopez was taking revenge for Valdez having murdered his brother some years before. In any case, Lopez fled on foot across the Winter Mountains towards Saratoga Springs, Wyoming, with a four-man posse in hot pursuit. November 21st, that same day. The posse following Red Lopez should have been more careful. Perhaps they were overconfident. It's hard to say. But by 4:30, they'd almost caught up to their man. Then, using a model 1895 30-06 Winchester rifle at nearly 120 yards, Lopez ambushed and killed Bingham Police Chief John William Grant, Deputy Nephi Jensen, and Deputy George Whitbeck. Deputy Julius Sorensen was saved only because Lopez apparently had a defective round. Sorensen returned ineffective fire, but the killer easily slipped away into the night. This event precipitated the largest manhunt in the history of Utah, with over 200 lawmen and civilians from all over the state gathering to participate. November 22, 1894, Golden, Colorado. The Golden Globe newspaper reported, quote, "A beautiful yet strange phenomenon was seen in this city on last Monday night. The wind was high and the air seemed to be full of electricity. In front of, above, and around the new Hall of Engineering of the School of Mines, balls of fire played tag for half an hour to the wonder and amazement of all who saw the display. In this building is situated the dynamos and electrical apparatus, or perhaps the finest electrical plant of its size and state. There was probably a visiting delegation from the clouds to the captives of the dynamos on last Monday night. Oh, they certainly had a fine time and a roistering game of romp." Unquote. Well, there's a week, riders. Strange things in the sky. And Red Lopez. This is program 47 for 2019. All the material presented here, copyrighted by OldWestDailyReader.com and R.W. Doc Boyle. Fine old time background tunes were played by Don, Molly, Bill, and Kendall, Colorado band Wooden Nickel. This is Doc Boyle inviting you to trail back this way. About this time next week, we'll take another look in OldWestDailyReader.com to see what happened in the great American Old West. Thanks for riding by.